Good morning. My name is Noemi Tetzur. I'm from Ben Gurion University of the Negev in Israel, and this work is part of an introduction and breeding program in a group of plant species that call Sisyphus. I will describe today the interspecific cross-pollination that we perform among three Sisyphus species, Sisyphus jujuba, mauritiana, and spina christi. Sisyphus species belong to the Rondmacea family, and they are small shrubs or tree, and they are around all the world in temperate and subtropical regions, and there are about 170 species that belong to this genus. Few of these species are good for cultivation as fruit crop, and I will describe two of them. And especially in Israel, we are looking for those plant species that can deal with extreme drought conditions and also be grown in poor and limited land. In this work, we check three cultivated species. The first one is the Sisyphus spina christi, that is an endemic native plant in the Middle East and also in the north part of Africa. This plant bears very, very small fruit that are collected by kids in our country, and also is used nowadays for afforestation. This species can deal with very, very strong drought and high temperatures conditions, and also what is well known in folk medicine and a source of food and energy in some very poor countries. This is an evergreen species. The second one is the Sisyphus mauritiana, that is known by the name of bear, that produce, some cultivars can produce fruit of about 4 to 5 centimeter in length. This is again an evergreen fruit crop that is used in several regions in India. This species in Israel can tolerate very, very high saline irrigation, extreme drought, and high temperatures. The last one is the Sisyphus jujube, that is well known in China. It's an important fruit crop in China, and produce some cultivars, again, can produce fruit of 3 to 5 centimeters in length. In this case, we are dealing with the deciduous fruit tree, and can be tolerant to very extreme low temperatures. And in Israel, we can see that can also cope very high temperatures. In China, we know that is also used in folk medicine. Our research goal was to try to cross between these three species in order to check if we can improve fruit quality and also perhaps obtain some multiple stress resistance. Our work plan includes, first, we perform hand cross-pollination, reciprocal interspecific crosses among all the three species. After that, we monitor pollen germination and pollen tube growth. If we obtain some fruit development, we study the fruit and seed. And of course, in those cases that success, we check also seed germination. In order to prove that we have through hybrids, we use the flow cytometric analysis. And this is specifically because the number of the chromosomes is unknown in those species, and the chromosomes I checked by myself are very, very small, are almost impossible to count them. Our plant material in this case include 5 accession from jujube, 6 from mauritiana, and 7 from spina christi, and this experimental design was performed in the Negev area of Israel, in the desert, between 2009 and 2011. First, we check after hand cross-pollination that the pollen germinate and can form a pollen tube and reach the ovule. In the first case, and we check with the aniline blue staining protocol, and here we can see in A, this is a cross between the jujube, the deciduous species, and the evergreen Spina Christi, and the pollen tube reach the ovule. We can see here one, and the second ovule is here. The pollen tube reach the ovule after 70 hours. When we know that after 24 hours, in most of the cases, we can say that it's a compatible cross because it can reach the ovule. Still, we need more information about the fertilization stage. In B, we can see the reciprocal cross, that the pollen tube stop or arrest after 27 hours. That means this is a less competitive cross. In C, we have the two evergreen species, the native in Israel and the species that come from India, that in this case also the pollen tube can reach the ovule after 24 hours of hand pollination. In case D, this is a cross between the deciduous and the evergreen species, and we can see that the pollen can germinate, but the pollen tube stop after 24 hours. That means this is a probably, in this case, incompatible cross, and this is not possibility of fertilization in this specific cross. In this table, we summarize all our results, and we have here the cross between the female plant and the pollen donor, and all the cross combination that we perform, and here the number of flowers pollinated, and the fruit set in percent, and the range in the fruit weight in these specific cases, and we check if we can obtain, we can observe embryos, also if they abort during the fruit maturation, or we have some alive or viable embryos. And from this information, we can observe that three crosses was the most compatible conditions when we have here the two evergreen species, when we have between 12 to 9% of success of these specific crosses. When we check fruit weight, in general I can say the fruit were light or smaller than the fruit that we can obtain from those female plants, but we also obtain some alive embryos, okay, aborted, and also alive embryos in those cases. But we obtain also some important results from the cross between the evergreen Mauritiana and the deciduous jujube, when we obtain three alive embryos. In general, each single fruit can give maximum two embryos, that means two seeds. The formation of viable embryos in these cases, in the cross between the female evergreen Mauritiana and the deciduous jujube, and also in the reciprocal both cross between the evergreen species, show to be successful fruit and seed set. We collect the seeds and we try to germinate them. We try to do the best and then put them in tissue culture conditions to supply all the food necessary for germination, and we obtain in those cases some seedless plant, and also develop a very slow and not so good development under hardening of conditions. From those putative hybrid that survive, we check total DNA per plant in order to try to prove that they are true hybrids. In those three species that we checked, the total DNA content per plant is totally different, when the lower total DNA content per plant is in the deciduous jujube, when we have 1 picogram per cell, and the maximum is in the endemic species in Israel, Sisyphus Spina Christi, with 2.7. That means if we check the hybrids, the total DNA of the putative hybrid should be between the mother and the father. And few of those hybrids from the cross between the two evergreen plants show this specific nuclear DNA content, and therefore they were true hybrids. Unfortunately, this plant died soon after our sampling, and then we eliminate the possibility of continue to growth and follow then the growth and the performance of this specific hybrid. And here we need to do all the crosses again, crossing again, in order to obtain more hybrids. The conclusion of our work was that even if we didn't check the mating system and the genetic relationship of these three species, we can suggest that there are a close genetic relationship between the three species, and interspecific crosses can be performed and in the future to create new viable hybrids for additional breeding programs. In addition, we must to include that this is still unclear for us if those hybrids can survive under our environmental conditions or be a valuable plant material for additional breeding programs. Still, those questions should be answered in the future. Those are the people that work with us and the funding agencies, and thank you for all of you.
There are a lot of other problems that is not here the place to explain, but there are the plant is self-incompatible. There are groups of flowering that is a group A and B that flowering part of them during the morning, during the afternoon, similar to avocado. It's a very complicated plant.
Any more questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.